Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. Today is Friday, and the day we do Mythbusters, and co-host is Chris Rosini. Chris, welcome to the program today.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. Great to be with you.
Good. I understand our president wants to get more stimulus into the economy, and he has a scheme. I think that's what we want to talk about today.
Yes, this week the Trump administration issued a 150-page report on banking regulations. And, according to the Bank of America, they're saying that up to $2 trillion can be, quote-unquote, unlocked that could be used for additional lending. So my first question to you, Dr. Paul, is this how banking should be conducted in a free society? Should government have these kind of powers? And why were the trillions locked away to begin with?
Well, I guess the easy answer is no, it's not the way to run things. But of course, what we're talking about is the insanity of central banking. And this is just another example. You know, they've created $4.5 trillion, on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. And they've been pumping and making a tremendous amount of money available to the banks. But then again, under Dodd-Frank, they had to pretend, well, we don't want the recession like 8 and 9, the collapse that happened then, happen again. So we're going to have more regulations. They create this monstrous type of monetary policy, and they think they can correct it by more regulation. Of course, the answer is less regulations and a sound system. So they're going to do this right now. And one thing that they did was say, oh, there might be another emergency, so you bankers, you better hold more cash on reserve. So they have these mandates, and then they have stress tests to check and make sure there's a lot of cash in the bank. Well, the banks have a lot of cash. They have all the want that they need. If the economy were sound, there'd be people borrowing it. Interest rates are very low. They've had so much, and along with what they actually have more than what the regulations require. And so they stash this money away at the Federal Reserve and actually earn some interest on it. But they are required to keep a certain amount there in case there's a run on the bank and the people want their cash and this sort of thing, and there's a debt crisis, which we can expect. But Trump looked at this and said, hey, there's money in the bank. Let's push it out there. Let's encourage more loans. So that is what he's doing. It's a terrible way to run monetary policy. You know, if you had a good monetary policy, actually, you'd have a lot of reserves, but they would be market-oriented because you should be able to cover debt, the money that has been loaned out immediately, and people would call that 100% reserve standard. But unless somebody committed the money to the bank and say, here, I'm going to deposit my money in the bank for a year and you can loan it out for a year. Well, there's only one person demanding this. But when two parties or three or four parties are demanding on the same money, then they can come up short. And that's why this extra cash is there. But what they're doing on this is failing to recognize, why are we still in trouble? Why are they still talking about pumping when interest rates have been too low too long and they're down to 1% and they're tinkering with that? So this is pie in the sky. This is not going to help and doesn't even address the real problem that we're facing.
Right. And there's no doubt that the president is thinking ahead to his next election with these policies. It's being said that he would like these trillions to be loaned to home buyers and small businesses. But is this what America needs? America that is already drowning in oceans of debt. More debt, Dr. Paul? What kind of ramifications would this have on our economy?
Well, we're just digging a deeper hole for ourselves and our country and our economy. We've proven after 8 years that the old tool of government spending and low interest rates and pumping money didn't pull us out of the recession. That can work over a period of time when there's a fair amount of flexibility in the economy, but it's overwhelmed now with debt, and it's overwhelmed by lack of productivity and lack of real growth in the economy and real wage growth. So this is just pie in the sky, wishful thinking that they can do this. And yes, in theory, would this be nice? But the money's been available. You know, there was one time, it's unbelievable, but I helped one of my kids get a mortgage one time back in the 70s. 1980s, and it was 16%. And now they're way down, and it's still not working. So this whole idea won't work. But the housing bubble was compounded by the fact that the Congress got involved. And they said, well, you have to give out these loans, even if they're high risk. And that was the the CRA, Community Reinvestment Act, which made the bubble even bigger. But the bubbles are out there. Look at the car activity. Instead of meeting responsibility and saying, you know, we owe more money on this car than it's worth, we'll roll it over and put it into another new car because of a lot of credit. There's a limit to how long you can do that. And, of course, right now there's the huge debt bubble in student loans, over $1 trillion. And, you know, people sort of say, well, then they'll never have to pay that again. They'll write that off. I think half of the students now are just sort of ignoring this. So they'll want to keep this going because there's an educational industrial complex, and they'll want cash flowing there. They have to build buildings. They have to pay these high salaries and end up with kids that don't get an education and no jobs out there. But they think all we have to do is push it in there. So what I would fear is that if Trump's plan goes through, since the market isn't demanding more money, they're demanding more growth, that this is not going to solve the problem. It might help pay that, put that money out there. It'll help pay for that military industrial complex because they'll always need that. They're not talking about, maybe we ought to save some money there and let this thing sort its out and let some of this debt get liquidated. But no, just to add on to it is building a much bigger debt bubble. It doesn't get us out of trouble, and it's just more of the same. And we recently read about Trump's conversation supposedly with Yellen. He says, you're a low interest person like me, which means we like inflation. So, and evidently he likes a Keynesian approach to economics. The government should spend the money, and that on top of printing money, and that's how you get out of recession. So far it hasn't worked. Hasn't worked in the last 8 years. It's not working right now. Matter of fact, what this policy would do is just make the problem that much worse.
Yes, it's a shame that President Trump went back on his proclamations against the Fed, but that's the way it goes. Now, just because trillions of dollars will be unlocked to be for the ability to be loaned out doesn't necessarily mean that the banks will do it. So what happens if the banks, they survey the land and they don't want to loan all this money out? Will the government or the Fed then force them to lend the money?
Yeah, and I did mention some a program like CRA and forcing people to do it, and they'll be forced to bail out a lot of people, whether it's student loans or consumer debt. But the Fed at one time didn't pay interest on excessive reserves. They do that now. If they really wanted to get the money out of the banks, don't pay any interest or charge them to keep the money there. Service charge, something like that. But that's just more tinkering. It's so far removed from what we should be doing. But they might come up with this crazy strategy of enticement and punishment and trying to get people to do something. What they don't understand is the subjective standard of value, that they think that if they do A, B will result, that they know what people will do. They will know and understand the consequence of human action, what will happen. But it doesn't work that way. They can't predict what they'll do. And this is what is disturbing to Trump. He said, this is what we want them to do, and this is why we're doing it. But so far, all that new money didn't do what everybody else wanted. They wanted consumers to bid up prices. Well, prices didn't go up, maybe because of demand being down, maybe because technology has produced things faster. So most consumer prices have not gone up significantly, although more so than they will admit. And this is the reason why they think poorly, that they can manipulate and inject money, hasn't worked, but coming up with another $2 trillion and have strings attacks or mandates and dictates and punishment because they think they know what is best. This is a total challenge and trying to repudiate anything Adam Smith ever said, ever wrote about. You know, that there was an invisible hand out there that made these decisions. Now we have a bunch of people in Washington central banking that have clubs that nothing invisible about it, and they think, well, if you don't do it the way we want, we'll make sure you do. And of course, that's authoritarianism. That is not the way to run an economy.
Right. Now, it's quite obvious to people on our side of the argument that the central planners are just scrambling to pull another rabbit out of their hat. They just want to keep this sick economy at least moving forward enough for them to retain their powers. Ultimately, they're going to reach into the hat and there's going to be no more rabbits, Dr. Paul. So what then?
Well, it's going to be a problem because what needs to be done, and that, of course, is what we work on, we need people to change their attitude about what the role of government ought to be. So as long as the prevailing attitude is the government has to have a safety net for everybody and that we have to police the world and take care of everybody and anybody in need has a right to what they want, and they still endorse Keynesian-type economic policies that what you need is a stimulus to get the economy moving, which means more government spending, don't worry about debt, print the money as you need it. So none of this is going to help unless that's those ideas are repudiated. And right now, you know, it's a struggle. We try to change people's mind, and yet it's very pervasive. It's pervasive in our universities. But on the bright side of this, there are a lot of people that are talking differently and realizing that we're at this end point. And that's why, you know, in spite of the problems, I remain optimistic that we are going to wake up eventually as a country, because they're going to have to admit that this type of policy doesn't work. And this is the reason I think that we have to continue this process. So do we have anything else there, Chris, or how are we doing here today?
No, that's it for today, Dr. Paul.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Chris, for being with us, and I want to thank our viewers for tuning in today. And please come back soon to the Liberty Report.